Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of May 2019. Karnataka High Court has upheld the verdict of the lower court whereby the latter had convicted advocate S.L. Rajappa, who had killed a fellow lady advocate in the court corridor by stabbing her with a knife multiple times on her chest and neck. Supreme Court has vacated its order granting protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in the Sarada Chit Fund scam case. Gujarat High Court has held that the GST department cannot detain the goods on ground of defect in e-way bill as there is no supply. Karnataka High Court observed that it was the responsibility of the state government to provide all welfare measures to protect the pregnant minor and the child in the womb, in accordance with law. Delhi High Court has ruled that to effect selections and faculty positions at Jawaharlal Nehru University, approval of academic council is necessary. Customs, Excise, Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, has observed that no excise duty can be levied on the free distribution of toothbrushes in the combo pack under the Central Excise Act, 1944. Delhi High Court has restrained the Income Tax Department from taking any action against VVIP chopper deal scam accused Gautam Khaitan, against whom a black money case has been lodged. Supreme Court has observed that mere pendency of a civil case between complainant and accused is not a reason to quash criminal case. Allahabad High Court has reprimanded the state government for the unsound practice of taking possession of private land without an acquisition or giving any compensation. Rajasthan High Court has issued notice to the state government on recent incidents of rape in the state, including the 26th of April gang rape of a Dalit woman in Alwar district. Delhi High Court has observed that stirring the embers of the Me Too campaign by continuously republishing articles based on sexual harassment complaints, where women remained anonymous, violates a man's right to privacy inherent to which is his right to be forgotten and be left alone. Bombay High Court has quashed and set aside the conviction of a 19-year-old man in a rape case, while observing that only the testimony of the victim cannot always be considered as adequate evidence. Delhi High Court has directed Twitter and Google to take down certain articles published by Viceroy Research Group. The articles had defamatory content against Ebix Cash World Money. Delhi High Court has sent a man to prison for the rest of his life for killing a 16-year-old girl by throwing acid on her. Orissa High Court has stayed the notices issued by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence against exporters for violating pre-import conditions imposed on availing the advance authorization licenses. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to place before the cabinet the requirement for 18 more fast-track and 22 commercial courts taking note of the pendency of sexual assault and business dispute cases. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the state government, Office of Collegiate Education and Pre-University Education Department over the practice of private PU colleges demanding huge sums of money as donations during admissions. Delhi High Court has directed JNU to release the degree of a PhD candidate who has leveled sexual harassment charges against a professor and was barred by the university. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has observed in an order that home buyers can claim a refund from builders if the project is delayed beyond 1 year, and a big relief to home buyers who have been struggling to get possession of their flat for years. Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, CERC, has allowed compensation to GMR Group for running its power plant on imported coal in the event of coal shortage.